The windshield wipers swayed back and forth. They could barely make a dent in the pouring rain that fell on the car as it pulled into a parking space, somewhat hidden by trees and the bathroom building in this run-down little park. It was the middle of the day. Most kids were at school, and the rain kept anyone else away who might dare go for a stroll. What is so damn difficult about this? Either you can't fire her or you don't want to, and I can only imagine the reasons why. May had been going on about this for the entire car ride. Owen's singular focus only allowed him to ever do one thing at a time. May could talk all she wanted, but he was unable to engage until the car had come to a complete stop. There, now we can talk. Seriously? Serious. You should talk to someone about that. May could make the slightest thing anyone did that wasn't to her liking seem as though it were a dire medical situation. It's how she constantly kept herself held high above everyone else, even if she didn't need the extra help. She continued to grumble. That's honestly not normal. Owen bit his lip before he continued, as a way to remind himself to be careful what he said to his fiancée's sister. May, I really don't appreciate you talking to me like this. And I don't appreciate you constantly pissing me off.
What did I do now?
You let Charlotte prance around the office like she owns the place.
I did no such thing.
I saw it on the security cameras. You can't lie to me.
Don't you have anything better to do?
Then make sure my business interests are protected. I'm a businesswoman, Owen. This is how I win. Owen held himself back from rolling his eyes so hard they rolled right out of his head. He knew May had the power to do much, if she so chose. But the things she did go for always seemed to surprise him. Does that bother you, that I watch?
I just feel there could be so many better ways for you to use your time. Like you said, you're a businesswoman. But you could do so much through philanthropy or charities.
May yawned. I'm only interested in making money.
But you have all the money in the world,
Owen screamed in his brain.
Very well,
Owen said aloud. Is there a personal reason you don't want me to look at the cameras, now that Charlotte is back in the office? This wasn't so much a question May asked, as it was an accusation she levelled. One that made Owen's stomach plummet with overwhelming feelings of dread. He knew how easily May influenced his fiancée over the tiniest things. He had no doubt about the power she could dare to wield, should she take aim at their relationship.